The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Okay, Dee, I know we've read and reread the instructions several times, but this whole thing reminds me of dyeing Easter eggs, and I just hate the thought of the toilet being dyed permanently blue.
I don't think we have to worry about that. It always seems pretty straightforward. Here goes, guess what they're calling it, a leak detection tablet into the toilet tank.
How will we know if we have any leaks? You don't think the water's leaking onto the floor, do you?
No, this tablet is actually looking for water that leaks from the toilet tank into the bowl, which would show up as blue water in the bowl eventually. But we should check the floor, too. Water on the tiles isn't good for them.
Oh, you're right. Seems like we should check all the faucets in the house, too.
Well, that's true. According to this booklet, since our toilet was installed in the early 90s, we're probably using a lot more water than the more modern toilets.
That sure seems like a lot of water. Is there anything we can do to reduce that without having to install new toilets?
Well, right here it says we could put something in the tank to make the apparatus think there's plenty of water there, even though there's actually not as much. You know, something heavy that doesn't fall apart, mess things up.
What about a glass jar with the lid screwed on? I know we have a bunch of them in the cupboard we could use, though now that I think about it, I guess it's not a great idea. The lid would probably rust.
And this guide gives us some suggestions. It recommends bricks, actually.
Well, we've got plenty of those. Remember when we had that plan to build a fancy path in the yard? I'll go get a couple.
Great. I'll keep watching for leaks while you're out there.
Okay, I brought two bricks. They probably equal a half gallon in size.
And it looks like we've got some good news. I don't see any blue dye in the toilet bowl. That means we don't have any leaks. Still, we should check every few months or so to make sure that we're not wasting gallons of water a day with a leaking toilet. Okay, let's flush it and then put these bricks in.
That was simple. Just by putting those bricks in the tank, we'll start saving half a gallon of water each time we flush.
And that'll add up over the year.
What if the toilet had been leaking? Does that mean we'd have to replace it?
Not necessarily. According to this guide, if the toilet's leaking, you don't have to put in a new one. You probably just need to replace the flapper. And considering how many times a day the toilet gets flushed, it's not surprising that things wear out eventually.
I'm glad that's one less thing we have to do right now. Now, let's take a look at the faucets.
Little leaks add up fast. Find out if your toilet tank is leaking. And don't forget to save water by reducing the amount used when you flush.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, produced by Joseph C. McGuire, technical engineering by Jay Charles, scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.